Well, good
Blog
evening.
Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Angel Antics. Sorry I'm getting going a little bit late, but that's just how it goes sometimes. I'm a very busy person, so I apologize for that. This is your host, Eileen Powers, along with my co-host, DC Love and Elijah Anderson. We are so honored to be here with you. And just to let you know, I am running a little bit slow, so if I err out a little bit, well, you'll just know that that's a glitch. That's part of the antics of Angels at Work. Here's some text in play. Hi, you there. But I'm not sure where I'm here.
Hello, Eileen, can you hear me?
Hello.
Ah,
hey, Eileen,
Elijah.
Hi, Elijah.
Hey, Eileen, I think you're breaking up a little bit.
I feel I can hear something, like some typing in the background.
Yeah, that's not me, and that's not, I don't, is it UDC?
No, it's like a crackling noise. It's not actually like a typewriter. It's sort of like a crackling
noise. I think it's a reception thing, and I think it might be you. I'm not sure.
Well, the only thing I could do is hang up and call back in if you got on a hold. I can do that.
Definitely you, because I hear DC fine, and you're the only one that's crackling in your voice, the reception.
Well, you're going to lose me for a few minutes, but...
Okay, Elijah, can you still hear me?
I can hear you perfectly clear.
Okay, so I'm going to continue talking until Eileen rejoins us, okay?
Wonderful. Perfect. Excellent.
And what I wanted to say, I don't know if you're aware of it, I just got some angel mail this evening, and we only have one more day of March, and then we're going into the month of April. And April is actually, I guess, officially declared Angel Month. Were you aware of that?
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah, so I just thought that was, like, really cool. It's sort of amazing. And what I was getting, they were saying, like, holy flying feathers. Like, this is going to be an amazing month. And, of course, with March, we did have March's double eclipse. We had a new moon solar eclipse, and that was on the 8th. And then we also had a full moon lunar eclipse, and that was on the 23rd. So all of this is clear, and it's not obstructed. The porthole is open to the divine. And I guess, like, with the month of March, like, each day is going to be, like, a different archangel that resonates with each day of the week. And from what I understand now, like, today, of course, being Wednesday, Archangel Raphael, he's our archangel of the day, and he's the angel of healing and miracles. He restores our physical, financial, emotional, and spiritual well-being, and he embodies the energies of unconditional love, compassion. He can also bring healing to any situation, circumstance, person, or animal, as well as bringing, you know, healing to the earth itself. And we can call upon this healing angel when we need to, you know, have assistance in either forgiving ourselves or others, as well as letting go of any kind of emotional and physical toxins, and we can do it with love. And because animals respond to his loving energy, people can also call upon him to help, you know, when they lose their pet. But call upon Archangel Raphael when you need help with love, like whether it's for relationships, it could be health concerns, addiction recovery, any kind of relationships, as well as healing the planet and all of its inhabitants. We can call upon Archangel Raphael as well for forgiveness, compassion, even weight loss, chakra healing, space clearing, and any kind of healing for ourselves and others. So I just thought that was a really, like, cool little bit of information about, you know, the upcoming month of April.
Wow, excellent. So much.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. And, you know, angels vibrate, like, a little bit higher than we do. So, you know, that's why, you know, when we, like, we can talk to the angels. But sometimes, you know, like, we can't see them. Like, at times I do see them in the physical world. But for the most part, they are invisible to the human eye. But they're always with us. And they're waiting to offer their guidance. They're waiting to lift us up with their light. And they're there whenever we call upon them. But what, you know, whatever the problem may be, you don't even really have to know a specific angel's name. All you have to do is either put an intention, a prayer, a thought, and they're right there by our side. And they're ready to, you know, to guide us and point us in the right direction. And this month, they're really gonna help us with, I think, with they're showing us with abundance and with manifesting. It's gonna be a really, really beautiful month.
And it's wonderful, and the equinox too is for the ancient people has always been very marked in their calendars, and they created all kinds of megalithic structures to pinpoint exactly when, you know, the equinoxes and the solstices come into play, and it's you know, for this particular month is the coming of light, so it's where the days start getting longer and longer and longer, and so it's the coming of light, and it's a time of, obviously, you know, we have the spring coming in, and it's also wonderful to speak about a little bit about for spring cleaning and the idea behind the law of vacuum. And sometimes we have so much space and clutter, you know, and this is a good invitation now for spring where, you know, we're starting the year.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. And as we start to cleanse, we start making room for, you know, out with the old and with the new. Sometimes we have so much stagnation around us that it's difficult for us to get a clear mind in our spaces. It's difficult for us to kind of move into a new realm because, you know, things hold on to certain imprints. And in nature, naturally, nature is always cleansing itself and going through cycles of rebirth. But when we create houses with things that, you know, are not able to be in the space of these natural elements that are cleansing, in a sense, we close ourselves off from nature, from the wind, from the light, from all of these different elements, things tend to carry a certain imprint or hold on to certain memory. And so sometimes we have something old and maybe we need to cleanse it, clear it, do a blessing over it, or sometimes we just need to simply give it over, donate it, allow some kind of good karma to come out of it, or simply get rid of it and throw it away. And you know, you'd be surprised how much information someone who is sensitive can deduct from something like an old chair or an inherited piece of furniture or whatever the case may be. And all these things are naturally broadcasting their own stories, and sometimes they're stories of joy and sometimes they're stories of pain. And so, naturally, when the solstice comes in, it's this coming of light, we also want to give that momentum and then go through our things and go through our spaces. And if there's something that doesn't feel right, then it's time to allow it to move into that law of vacuum and allow something greater to come in, yeah?
Definitely. And, you know, with the, you know, with spring, the new season upon us, you know, people begin to clean out their houses. They open the windows from the long winter and let that beautiful fresh air in. We also have to, you know, we have to clean out our, you know, our emotional closets as well. Like, we have to do some spiritual cleaning, you know. And, I mean, it, like you said, you know, it really helps with the solstice and, you know, with different things that we have in our house. And a good way to do that, Elijah, is really, like, feel the object. And just, you know, see if it resonates with you. And, you know, you're going to get, like, a really clear picture. Yeah, I want to keep this. Or, no, you know, I think this is time for me to get rid of this. It really helps, like, you know, if you're unsure, just really connect with each personal item. You know, feel the energy. And then you have a better, you know, a clearer picture. Whether you want to, you know, keep it or you like I said, like, donate it or get rid of it, you know?
The thing about that, and that's why it gets so hard, is that we're so attached to our things. You know, we have a reason for everything. We have a memory for everything. And so these attachments to things, we're so attached. Oh, you know, my great-grandfather gave me this. And it all becomes a series of memories that we're essentially holding on to as a way of staying connected sometimes with those people or sometimes with that memory or sometimes with that thing. And so we end up living in all of these clutters. When I went through my black, when I went through a black Tibetan feng shui school course that I did, one of the suggestions that were made is, you know, put it in storage, and if 6 months later you can't recall what is in storage, or put it in a bin, or whatever the case may be, put it away from your immediate space, if you can, either in a shed or whatever the case. And if you can't remember, you can't recall what is in that shed, then, you know, maybe it's time to let it go, because it's not serving any real purpose in your life. And if you can recall it, then, again, it gets recycled, and you get to, you know, include it back into your life if it has some kind of use or anything like that. But for the most part, you'd be surprised. Most things that we put into a shed or into storage, we won't actually remember, because they have no real use in our life other than some kind of purpose of decoration. And again, it's taking energetically a cluster of space in our lives that when we release that, something new is able to come in. And we all know clear spaces sometimes leads to a space of being able to meditate, being able to have clear mind, clear thoughts, clear emotions. And that ends up translating into our relationships, that ends up translating into our careers, that ends up translating into many, many things. So it's what they call the microcosm and the macrocosm, or what's within and what's without, and all those ancient teachings, which, you know, there's definitely something to it. So, Eileen, are you with us yet?
I am, but my phone is definitely still crackly. So,
okay, yeah. Eileen, are you wearing a headset of any kind?
Yeah, maybe
I can't hear you, because I'm thinking it might be like a headset, or like a you know, like something that attaches to the ear. Maybe you could just hold the phone and talk.
Oh, I don't have my headset off.
No?
Okay, maybe,
okay,
maybe if you can get next to a window and open the window.
I am near a window, and I'm sitting in the same spot as I do every week.
Okay, well, now we can hear you.
Yeah.
But I can crackling. So, can you hear the crackling when I'm not talking?
No.
Yes.
We hear each other perfectly, and we only hear the crackling when you speak.
Okay, then I just will kind of be a little more quiet.
No, now you're
tonight.
Clear. Now you're clear, Eileen. Okay, we're coming in a little bit clearer. Maybe just, like, try to watch how you hold the phone a little bit.
Reception. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's your reception. If you kind of move as close as you possibly can, open the window, and get as close as you can to the window, I'm pretty sure it's just a reception thing at this time.
Yeah, well, I'm less than a foot from...
Yeah, we can't hear you.
Well, I just opened the window. Let's see if that helps.
Yeah, I mean, I have the same issue. You, like I, live in the mountains, so, I mean, mountains.
I too live in the mountains, Elijah.
Oh, you do too? Okay.
I do too, yes. I'm a mountain person as well.
We all three live in the mountains, and, I mean, mountain reception isn't all that great. Not at least it's not here, so.
Yeah.
It's,
but I just wanted to say...
The conveniences of the city folks.
Yes. But I wanted to say, in regard to what you were talking about, Elijah, I often get oftentimes I get messages from people on the other side that ask their loved ones to please get rid of all of that stuff that they're collecting. They say,
yep,
keep a few photos, maybe like an item or two, but please get rid of it. They want you to get rid of all that stuff. They even ask us not to hold on to it.
Yeah, and sometimes you can take a picture of something that you want to, you know, hold the memory of what it was. And in that way, you get to remember what it was like. But, you know, the whole imprint of it gets to the call of nature. And nature, if you see, everything is biodegradable to some degree, extent or other. And, you know, things are made, and then if you leave them outside for long enough, they're naturally supposed to come back and become one with the dirt, or become one with the ground, and then recreate itself over and over again. So this is rebirthing, life and death process that is naturally taking part in nature, and that is the way that nature remains, you know, that's its youthful luster, so to speak, where it's always recreating itself. All the things that are meant to be recreated are constantly being recreated, and sometimes for our things, you know, it's just it just ends up weighing you. And most people who have a lot of clutter, they're, if you look at, you know, what's going on emotionally or mentally or physically in their health, there is some level of weight or density that is also reflective of those inner worlds as well. And so having that effect on the outer world usually helps to clear out the inner world, or at least it allows for things that are in the inner world to come up. And that's part of the reason why sometimes we hold on to clutter. It's a way for our environments to reflect what is going on internally, and it helps to ground us sometimes when we're in a denser environment, because if we were to be too light, then we have to deal with our emotions. But as always, that's a natural invitation for us to do the best we can to move in those directions of clarity. And what better way when this light is coming in and the spring and all things are blooming and so forth and so on. So it's a good invitation, so to be considered.
It is. And I myself, like I'm talking to you today from a new area of my house that we made into sort of like a family room / office. And I feel the energy in here is so much different than the other room that I was in. It's just like so, it's like more flowing, you know, and I really enjoy this new space.
Yeah, it's interesting how spaces from one room to the other can just change so much depending on how you set it up and the lighting and even where it's at in your house and so many other elements and factors. But yeah, it's interesting. Eileen, are you with us?
Oh yes, I'm here. I'm just
curious
about something that I got going on. But I agree about the space, because I actually got new. And my living room was light and airy, and I had very little on the walls, and it almost was empty. Not a large cabinet, it's probably, you know, 6 foot tall. And
Eileen, I don't think anybody's making out not even a single word of what you're saying.
Well, how about if I just run the studio tonight?
Okay, let's go ahead and run the studio. Let's start taking calls. And is there any way that you can either get closer to the window or open it more or go to another part of your house and that possibly has better reception? Because I know here in my house, there are certain rooms that are, they don't really work for reception. So maybe you can try that, and then we'll see it as we go along.
Well, like I said, I've pretty much been sitting in the same spot for 2.5 years.
So yeah, but sometimes the cell phone towers, they have their own kind of weather, so to speak. So sometimes there are days when certain rooms work better for some reason than others. I can't explain it, but maybe some kind of interference. So just try it and see. Try it anyway and see what happens.
I really cannot, because I have to unplug the computer and I lose the studio.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah, gotcha. I understand.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's start taking callers and then we'll go from there, because yeah, we really can't hear you for whatever reason.
Step back for one evening. I'll listen, because we really enjoy doing that too. So,
You can also connect without a cell phone through the studio and plug in your headset into the computer itself, or using any mic that you have on the computer. I don't know if you have that capacity in your computer at the moment, but you can go live through the studio through your computer. I don't know if you knew that. And that requires no reception.
I will bring on the first caller. And then I will go get and put it in the computer and do it.
All righty.
Just a moment. The first person I am going to bring on actually ends up being her last call from last week.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
can we have your name, please?
Hi, my name's Mike, and I actually wanted to make an observation in regards to the sound. I mean, I'm offering advice, but I thought I'd I chime in on the audio as well.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah. So even when she was out of the studio trying to call back in, on audio, they're still static. It's easier, though, to understand both of y'all. I don't know if it's just technical glitches. You know how the radio can be sometimes.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, definitely. It could just be a technical glitch.
Yeah.
All right.
How's everything going with you today, Mike?
I'm sorry?
How's everything going with you today?
It's going pretty well.
Is it okay if we give you a reading this evening, being that you called in?
Oh, yes. That was my purpose for calling in.
Okay. That's awesome. Well, what I'm getting for you, I'm sort of feeling like you're going on this magical journey, okay? And I feel like you're going to be creating something new, or maybe like just like going in a different direction of your life. You're entering sort of like a new phase, okay? And you're sort of, you know, you're just beginning to dream, and you're choosing the path that you're going to go on. You're really optimistic. You're filled with hope. And the angels are saying, Mike, take a leap of faith, follow your dreams. Ahead of you lie some unexpected opportunities. So I feel like this is going to be a really exciting time for you.
Okay.
So that's what I was getting.
Actually,
I don't know. I'm hoping that resonates with you. But the angels are also saying, Mike, okay, go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say that corresponds with what's going on now.
Okay.
The job actually just opened up a position for one of us to transfer down to Atlanta, and I've applied and I've done everything I can do on my end. It's just a waiting game now.
Yes. It is a waiting game, but it's going to be a beautiful, time for you. And the angels are saying, Mike, whatever you do, just make choices from your heart, okay?
Okay.
So that's what I'm getting. And I'm feeling as well, this is going to be a beautiful time for you. I feel like romance is around you as well. So I don't know if it's there presently, but if it isn't, it's coming.
Okay.
And it's going to be a very positive time for you.
Mm-hmm. Do you pick up on a time frame of when I'll be down there?
I don't have specifically. That takes me like a little bit longer to really get into time frames. Okay. But the angels are showing me that you have to make a choice, like you said, and they're just asking that you be courageous, okay?
Okay.
Because what I'm feeling now is like sort of you're not seeing things clearly. And you feel as though you're trapped. But, Mike, the trapped feeling that you have is just an illusion. So the angels are saying all you have to do is look past your fears. Open your eyes to the opportunities that are ahead of you, okay? There may be a little bit of lack of confidence on your end, and the angels are surrounding you, and they're bringing you courage. And you're going to realize that you are stronger than you originally thought, okay? So just make a commitment to the changes that are ahead of you and believe in yourself, okay?
Okay.
So that's what they're showing me. And I'm just feeling like you're a very creative person. Your creativity is going to be rewarded as well. And there's going to be a lot of abundance coming your way.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, there's prosperity. I mean, this is going to be a very exciting time for you. And I'm shown to Archangel Haniel is coming in, and she's saying, Mike, all you have to do is face your fears, beloved one. And you're going to grow stronger. So just look over your plans. But she's telling me, Mike, look over them, please, because something just isn't quite right, okay? And your angels and your guides are with you, and they're going to bring, you know, what's wrong to your attention. And you're very psychic and intuitive yourself, and I feel like your abilities are starting to heighten at this time. And as well, Archangel Haniel is saying, Mike, please pay attention to your dreams because you're getting guidance as well from your dreams.
I will attest to that. Yes, I am.
Yeah, and I'm also feeling that you're connecting with your loved ones on the other side.
Okay.
So that's what Archangel Haniel is showing us. Okay? And I do have another little message, and for some reason the phone just got really quiet, so maybe our static is gone. But the angels are saying, Mike, you need to let go of the expectations that you have of your family. They have a vision of you, and it's just not, like, quite right. And you cannot expect to live up to everything that, you know, that they are, you know, desiring for you. Sometimes it's best to just, like, listen to what you're feeling inside. And you could explain to them, you know, why you're doing what you're doing, but then you have to move on. And they're going to understand eventually, okay?
Yeah. That's fine that that came in there. Okay.
Yeah, and just, I don't know, are you having some kind of medical symptoms? Because I feel like there's something going on with you health-wise. And you may not know exactly what is wrong, but the angels are saying just tap into your intuition, Mike, and that's going to help you figure out what's going on, okay?
Okay, you know what, yeah, in regards to health, I've had like these bumps on my hand, and at first they thought were warts, and now they're thinking it's eczema, so I'm just doing what the doctor's saying, and I'm just hoping they go away, you know?
Okay, so just like it's, try to tap into your own intuitive guidance, and it's going to help you with that issue as well.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know if you're in a relation with someone, because if you're not, there's going to be a lot of people interested in you.
Oh, okay. No. The only one interested in me right now is my dog.
Okay, well, you're going to have a lot of people that are going to be competing with your dog for your attention. So just get ready for that. And the angels are saying, Mike, set your mind on what you're wanting. Like, you know, when you think about what you want, you're sort of like setting up like guidelines for your future. And if you believe that your situation is not going to get better, believe me, it's not going to get better. It's amazing, you know, how positive thinking along with some planning is going to really improve your situation. So make sure you, you know, explore different ways to bring in some extra money, because it'll come, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting, you know, your work is going to pay off this month, and I see an exciting offer in front of you.
Perfect. Yeah, I definitely resonate with everything you said. Including where you said to, you know, be clear, because I have a second offer that presented itself, and
okay,
it's funny the way, you know, things work out, because I had originally wanted this position 6 months ago, and now that it's presented itself to me again, I'm thinking to myself, that's not the best, and now I realize why I didn't get that in the beginning.
Okay, so I believe you're on the right path, and you just have to really express yourself, okay? And I'm also seeing, like, fluid movement around you. Do you dance or do anything like that?
I do, yes.
Okay, because I'm seeing that that's going to help you as well. Any kind of movement is really going to help you, and it's going to help with your intuition. It's going to help you with enlightenment, as well as your, you know, your personal power, your vision, and it's really going to help like the flow of things around you. So that's what I have for you, Eileen. I don't hear any static anymore.
Right. So I'm around, but I'm just going to forego this one, and
well, you're fine. I mean, there's
because
it's perfectly clear right now.
I know. But we do have quite a few callers, so I want to move along and so everybody can have a chance.
Okay.
Elijah.
Hello.
Did we lose Elijah?
Elijah, are you there?
Okay,
hello?
Well, maybe he's calling back.
Yeah, we'll wait for him to call back.
Do you have anything
anyway,
for Mike?
No, I don't. So, Mike, thanks for calling in tonight, and we will talk to you again soon. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take our next caller. And that
okay.
would be the 216 area code.
Okay.
216, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, is this 216?
It is. Oh, and it's clear. I can hear. It was so good. Yes.
Yes, yes, it is clear.
Very. Hi, DC. Hello.
Figure out what it was. But who
hi.
Was
my name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Welcome to Angel Antics. And
Thank you.
We want to know how to read you.
You can read me. Go ahead. I know.
And Sharon, with you guys really fast. I actually had someone that was fixing a chainsaw out here in my yard, and their car was in my yard.
Oh,
they
my gosh.
Doing, and when his truck pulled out, my phone started working.
Clear.
Elijah
oh,
was
my
the
goodness.
One who was
isn't
crazy.
That amazing?
There's
I know.
Something
try and figure that out.
Yeah, it was blocking the signal.
I know.
So, Sharon,
can you ever explain phenomena? I know. Okay, go on. I know.
Sharon, do you have a question for us tonight?
Well, you can just read me, DC, whatever you're picking up like you did with Mike. That would be great.
Okay. Sharon, I'm getting this new beginning around you. And the angels are showing me you're going on a beautiful journey, and they're saying, you know, please don't have any fear, Sharon, because we're walking with you every step of the way. You have beautiful gifts, and they're asking you to share those gifts with the world. And if
that's
you'll
so
just
perfect.
Like free yourself from whatever is
okay.
holding you back, you know, and
know.
These opportunities fear. That are going to be coming your way, they're going to be amazing, but you really have to believe in yourself.
Okay.
Okay, and what I'm getting, also the angels are saying they want you to make the smallest details of your life reflect your highest ideals, okay? Make your
okay.
choices based on the needs of the present, Sharon, not the needs of the past. Okay, does that make sense?
It does. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Wow, yes, I understand that.
Yeah, we have to let go of, like, those old habits, you know?
Okay, I got what you're saying.
Yeah, and just realize that every moment that we have holds inspiring opportunities, okay?
Okay.
So just stay determined, keep moving forward is what the angels are saying. And I'm seeing, like, you know, it's going to be a lucky time for you. There's going to be new resources of time. There's going to be money, support. There may be a change in your work as far as maybe, like, a job or promotion. And there's going to be a lot of opportunity and inspiration around you. And Sharon, you're going to have the chance to do something really amazing, okay? Just follow your passion because you're ready for any challenges that come your way. The opportunities that present themselves are going to be filled with excitement and adventure. And, you know, just like I said, be ready for this beautiful time is what I'm getting.
The new beginnings have already started. I started a new job. Orientation is tomorrow and Friday, yes, or Friday, I'm sorry. And then next week is my full week. Yeah,
okay, awesome. Very, very cool. Yeah, I'm getting, like, material prosperity and abundance are truly around you.
Okay.
I'm getting
yeah.
the letter H around you. Is there someone with that letter? Because it could be a first name or a last name, but I feel like the letter H is going to be really significant around you.
Okay. I'm thinking of all the people.
So
in my
if it
group
doesn't make sense,
okay.
Sharon, just hold on to it, hon, and
yes.
it will when, you know, when the time is right, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, and that's basically what I have for you. I hope that made a little bit of sense.
It made a lot of sense. Thank you so much,
Thanks.
DC. Very, very much.
Thanks. God bless, Sharon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Eileen?
Sharon, what I have for you is the first thing is that you really are ready right now. There's a lot going on, and that you've got actually some recognition, and you've all done this through all of your own really self-discipline and your willpower is really what's brought you to where you are right now. And,
you're right.
It's
perseverance.
It's important for you to reach this. You've worked hard at it, and you've got the respect and the approval. And so just be grateful for this, but you're also being told, bask in the joy. You accomplished this. Be honored and be proud of yourself. Hold your head in high esteem because you do believe, you know, you do deserve to walk on the clouds right now. So your head is going to be in heaven while you stand on the clouds. And so hold that.
It's like my dream job. It really is, this job I got.
Yeah. And so, you know, just know that your financial matters and stuff are going to come into line. And you have been wanting to do something more challenging, and you, that you are doing. And so just you know, just keep doing that and let it work for you. You know, as you do it, you're going to see that it's actually easier and easier for the simple fact that you did all the work to be where you're at. And so you really do need that. But you, there's also going to be some new area of study. So know that you've got some learning along the way, too. Do your research. You are wise beyond your years. And so just know that, that you have that. And, you know, just be patient with yourself because you're going to be learning new things. And, but, you know, your dependability is going to bring you so far. I also see that there might be someone new coming into your life. That, you know, there's going to be a change in relationships, very possibly romantic. It could come through an invitation to a social event. So don't turn those down if that's something that you'd like to come your way. But in the meantime, you really need to nurture yourself. You need to really love yourself with a mother's love. Be gentle with yourself.
Okay.
You are at a stage of growth right now, and so it's being gentle and allowing it while, you know, scooching the little ducklings along to move along their way, which is you nurturing yourself with a firm, loving hand. Treat yourself with a firm, loving hand, and you're going to go really far over the next few months, and that's what I have for you.
Thank you so much, both of you. That was wonderful.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Spot on as usual. Okay, thank you.
Wonderful. And Sharon, and let us know, you know, in a short period of time or, you know, a few weeks, how that new job has been going for you. All right?
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. The next caller I have is from the 619 area code. Are you there? Hi, and who am I speaking to?
Irene?
Irene?
Yes, Irene.
Welcome to the show, to Angel Antics. And do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I was wondering if you see any of my loved ones.
All right. DC is a little better, but I'll see what I can come up with, all right?
Okay. Irene, what I'm getting first off is I see family around you, and they're trying to help you from the other side. They're offering you support is what they're showing me. I feel like you're doing a little bit of work, like, inside and out, and I sort of feel like there's, like, a heaviness around you, something that's really, like, weighing you down. Something sort of like, you know, like a family kind of thing, something inherited. You know, and at the beginning of the show, like, we were talking about, you know, like, you know, when you receive things from loved ones and stuff, and I'm getting, like, sort of like the same feeling. Do you have, like, too much of maybe your family's items?
Yes, but more is what my kids gave me, but the ones that passed away end up coming out missing.
Okay, because what I'm getting, hon, is I feel like a lot of heaviness with, like, whatever you have around you. And it's sort of, like I said, it's sort of, you know, like it's weighing you down.
The only thing the only thing I could think of is that ever since my daughter got sick, I've been doing everything for her. And it's like I feel so much stress.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what I'm getting, though, you have to really go through your rooms and really check out everything, because what I'm getting, your loved ones are asking you to get rid of some of the stuff that you've collected, okay?
I've been doing that.
Yeah, because that's what I'm being shown. Like, you had, like, really, really too much stuff is what I was shown, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I mean, that's what they're showing me. It's just, like I said, I'm getting about the stuff that, you know, that you've had. Okay, and I feel someone around you. I'm not sure who it is, and I feel like it was someone really close to you.
A woman or a man?
Someone that was always having fear in their life is what I'm getting. They were always afraid.
They were always afraid.
Yeah, and they're finding now like there was nothing to be afraid of, and they should have resonated more so with joy than fear. And that's the message that they're giving to you. Just trust, you know, stay in the moment and trust what you're feeling.
Okay.
Okay, there was a lot of stress, a lot of fear. It was someone really close to you because I feel like they watch over you as you sleep.
Hmm. I was thinking it could be my grandmother, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I mean, that's what I'm getting. I don't know if it's a she. I'm sort of feeling it's a she, but she's saying, you know, I do watch over you, Irene, as you sleep. You know, that's what she's showing me.
Okay.
Okay, but please, like I said, resonate with the message, like I said, of, you know, the items that you've collected, because I do feel like a very heavy energy around you, and that can cause, like, a lot of physical problems and, you know, stress and different things.
Okay.
Have you been crying about one of your loved ones, hon?
No, I haven't. It's been a while back. It's been a while that I haven't done that.
Okay, because I sort of feel like, you know, there might have been, like, some crying, you know, and whoever the person that you were, like, thinking about and stuff, I feel like, you know, like you sort of were holding on to them in a manner of speaking, and you hadn't letting them, like, you didn't let them go, you know, and
mm-hmm.
they're letting you know, like, this is how it was supposed to happen. It was their time. Someone that may have gone possibly, like, sort of, like, not naturally, like, maybe, like, some kind of an accident. Is what I'm being shown?
I don't have nobody by an accident. I mean, my uncle died in...
Well, it didn't go naturally. In other words, it wasn't a natural death. I mean, it wasn't of old age or something like that. It was something that was perceived...
My granddaughter died in a fire.
Okay, so it may have been her. Okay. Right, and... Were there tears around her? Because that's what I'm feeling, like there was crying and stuff around her.
I don't know.
And she's letting you know that. Okay, but she's letting you know that, you know, things happen just the way that they were supposed to happen, okay? And even though, you know, it happened that way, this is the way that her soul chose to leave this world, okay? And for mm-hmm. some of you, like in the family, it sort of feels like a bad dream, and I understand that. And she's just trying to bring comfort to everyone, Irene, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so if you could pass that along to, you know, the loved ones that you know that would need that message as well. And
well,
that's
my daughter's
what I
on
have.
The phone.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I have in regard to loved ones, hon, okay?
Okay. I really appreciate it.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, Irene. God bless you, hon.
Okay, thank you. God bless you.
Hi, this is Eileen, and I don't really work in this area that much, but I ducked in to see what I have. So I'm going to give you what I see or heard or felt, and let's see, it's a practice for me, so I'm going to practice and see what I can bring in. I thought that there was it was a woman, it was like a grandma. And did you refer to her as Abuelita?
Yes, I did. Oh, my God, yes.
Or and was there also, did she have a husband, Abuelo? You called him Abuelo.
No, he passed away a long time ago, but she wasn't with him.
Okay. But he was more distant. Anyway, she was more forward, and... She's gray. She's a fairly short, round face, is
mm-hmm.
what I saw.
Yeah.
That's who I saw, and she's with you and near you, and watches over you, and she is basically right there on the left side of you. She is just simply very. She's one of your guardian angels. She has become one of your guardian angels. And I got someone you referred to maybe as Theo, but he was not very old. But
yeah.
He was very well groomed, kept himself really, really nice.
Yes.
Fairly lean man. Tall but not terribly tall. You know, maybe
yeah.
five.
the angel.
I saw him, and really those were the two main that came in. I know you mentioned you had a granddaughter that crossed over, but she did not present herself to me at all. So I did not see her. But that's who I saw. And so those are the two people that I see that are with you in daily life. They watch over you and they guide you. And so, you know, they are in heaven. They are angels of sort. You know, they really, some people say that angels never really walk the earth as humans. But they are guardian angels, which our guardian angels are sometimes our relatives. And we know our relatives walk this earth, so hello. I don't know the interpretation about all that and what the definitive is on that. But I do believe that our relatives can become our guardian angels, those that, especially that loved us so deeply, because our guardian angels love us as God loves us that deeply. And so we never venture far from the love in our soul, because overall our physical being, you know, comes and goes. We all know that. But it is our soul, and it is that love in our soul that we connect with each other. And when it's that deep, you are never that far away. And so you can call on those two for help, for guidance. If, you know, ask them, you know, I really need some angel help today. Which angels should I ask for them, you know, to, it's really an intercession. You ask for an angel's help, and he intercedes and helps assist God. And so it is all, you know, just a channel of a tree of life to God's energy. And that's, you know, why I, you know, like DC and I say, oh, well, ask, you know, Archangel this or the angel that, come and help you. And that's why, because they are close to God, and we work through them. We don't necessarily pray to them. So I don't know. I just needed to make that statement. But anyway, there you go. I hope that resonates with you.
And it did. Thank you very much.
Very welcome. Thank you for calling in. All right. Our next caller is going to be from... let me make sure this call is on here. Our next caller is from the 850 area code. 850, are you?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. And who's? Hi. What's your name?
Sheila.
Sheila.
Hi.
Welcome to Angel Antics, and do we have permission to read you?
Yes, we do.
All right. And would you, do you have a question for us?
I was wondering if you have any messages for me.
If there's what, say it again.
I was wondering if you have any messages for me.
This is all right. Let's see what we have. I believe I have an anonymous caller at the bottom. I'm wondering if it might be Elijah. But I'll wait till after this caller, and I'll pull that person on.
Okay. Sheila, hi. This is DC. I wanted to ask you, when I heard you say your name was Sheila, all of a sudden I saw a sparkly diamond ring. Does that mean anything to you?
No, not really.
Okay, because what I'm getting, there's possibly going to be love coming your way is what I'm, you know, I'm feeling.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, because I saw this beautiful ring, so I was just wondering, you know, if, you know, if you could take that at all. Okay. Yeah, I just feel like, you know, that love is coming your way, and you just have to really get ready for it. I mean, I don't know if you've been thinking about love, but the angels are saying, Sheila, like, take a chance, okay? And you really have to make yourself available, okay?
Okay.
So that's going to be really important as well. okay? And just keep thinking positively and take one step at a time, okay? Just, you know, stay on that path, take one step at a time. Okay, what else are they showing me? And just know when you do meet that special someone that you are complete just as you are, hon. You don't need anyone to complete you. That you're, you know, you're a complete, beautiful person.
Thank you.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Okay. But I just, like I said, I saw this beautiful ring, so I just, you know, I had to ask, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're
going
to meet someone very soon. It's not going to be too much, you know, like it's not going to be too far in the distance. And I feel like this is going to be something that's going to turn into a very deep, meaningful, beautiful relationship. And I feel it could be as possibly as soon as the next few weeks if, in fact, you get out and you make yourself available.
Okay, I will.
But it's you do your part. You have to get out there as well, and you have to make yourself available.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to – this person is going to be very interesting that you meet, Sheila. Okay?
Okay.
So that was just like, it was really amazing because that's the first thing I saw was this big, beautiful ring, okay?
Okay.
And I feel like you're on this path, and I don't know if it's in regard to your life or to work, and you seem like, oh, my gosh, this is the right path, but I sort of feel like on this path now you're finding that there's a better direction to go in, one that's going to lead to happiness, okay?
Okay.
And the angels are Sheila, just watch the negative people that are in your life, hon, because I feel like they're really draining you, okay? And I feel like they're maybe even bringing drama that's not needed. Is that resonating?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? You feel that?
Okay, I feel like there's people in your life, the angels are saying, like, Sheila, avoid the people in your life that are negative because they're really draining, and they could also be bringing some unwanted drama into your life.
Okay. Okay.
And with that said, I feel like, you know what, like in regard to maybe family or friends, I feel like some of them are having a hard time really understanding you as we're speaking. And the angels are saying, Sheila, don't let it bother you because things are going to clear up, okay?
Okay, great.
And whatever it is, like, don't worry about it because, you know, even if you try to, you know, make them understand, they still have a little bit of a hard time with it. Just be patient And, you know, remember that they love you. And sometimes, you know, we can't understand everything like someone is trying to get across to us, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm also getting, like, you have to defend your beliefs and your decisions. Sheila, stand your ground, but also in that respect, choose your battles wisely, okay?
Okay.
Okay, does that make any sense to you?
Yes, all of it does.
Okay, because the angels are saying, you know, is this battle really necessary, you know?
Yeah,
and
I think
I'm getting,
that
you know,
we want to say something.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's what I have for you, Sheila. I hope that made a little bit of sense. But like I said, it all started off with this big, beautiful ring. So just, you know, hold on to love is coming, you know, your way, but you have to be, you know, making sure that you're available for it, okay?
Okay, I will.
God bless you, hon. Eileen?
Okay.
All right, Sheila, what I have for you is Archangel Michael's coming through, and he is saying, telling you that you can do it. It is really time right now for you to really walk that path of what your chosen purpose is or what you see right now as your purpose because it can change. Times make different agreements when we come in to do several things. And so, but you really need to focus on that and take action with it.
Okay.
The next thing I have is that there is some sort of significant man in your life that is your past relationships with men is really kind of affecting your relationship with this person. And so, you know, it's really actually is a perfect time because it is time for you to walk on your path. To release those old things that aren't serving you with past relationships with men, men that maybe have bullied or, you know, maybe have not been as kind as they could have been or just treated you in just not the right way because those are creating really toxins in your life and not, they're hindering you, they're holding you back,
And, of course, we never want to do that. So clear that. Clear that as best you can, whether it be through meditation, whether it be through, you know, some sort of a little online book class. You know, I know I've got a couple of them going. I'm not working very good at them, but I do, you know, buy into some of those things. And it does help. It does work. And so, you know, just know that you know, in order for you to have a good relationship, you need to clear those things in your life. And then your relationship with others really will get better. The other thing I have for you is for you to really focus on your strengths. You have a lot of them. You've really developed yourself, you know, a long way. And you've done it really all on your own. So just know that, you know, include loving your heart. Love your pure intentions about yourself. You've got all the right people skills, and so move forward with them. You know, if you need to polish up a few areas, go ahead and do that. But you really have the strength, and you'll grow strong as you, you know, put that focus forward and, you know, let your so-called weaknesses grow and let them become your strengths now, because that's important. It's also important how you view yourself. So, you know, view yourself in a positive outlook and, you know, look in the mirror. This is actually somebody I gave somebody for a practice a few weeks ago. And that is every morning, get up and look at yourself in the mirror and repeat to yourself, you know, 4, 5, 10 times every morning. I love you. I love you. I love you. Say it in different ways and really mean it. Do it every day. And
okay.
Do it for 10 days and see how you feel about yourself. Do it until next week and call us back and let us know how you feel about yourself after doing that for you know, seven or eight days. Depending on when we set up the show next week, because we get busy. We have to set it up around different schedules. So that's what I give you tonight. And I hope that resonated with you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Sheila. And have a good weekend. We hope to hear from you again soon.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And who else do I have on this call?
Hi, this is Jane. How are you?
Jane. Hi, Jane. Welcome to Angel Antics. And do you have a question tonight?
Yeah, would I be able to get an angel reading?
Yeah. Well, did you have a question or do you just want to just see what they want to tell you?
Yeah, like if there's any messages.
All right.
My angel.
Oh, that's what. All right. Let's see what they have for you. Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Jane. This is DC. It's so nice of you to call in. We're very appreciative. The first thing I'm getting is you have to have a little patience. Sometimes our dreams, you know, take a little time to grow, and the angels are saying, Jane, don't worry. The hard work that you're investing in is going to bring about a beautiful harvest. And right now is a good time to just prepare because things are going to start to move really quickly for you. And just use this time really wisely to just, like, rest and plan ahead, okay?
Okay.
So that was the first thing that I got. And then the next thing I'm getting is, Jane, I'm seeing, like, there's going to be gifts given to you. It may be gifts of money. It may be gifts of time, maybe some effort. And angels are showing me new opportunity, okay? I think some money paid back that you lent out to someone else because I'm seeing, like, some of your debts are being paid off.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
We're getting some interference. And the other thing that I'm being shown is there's something around you, there's a situation around you, sort of, it's a situation that's filled with illusion. And I feel like there's, like,
your emotions or someone's emotions around you, I feel like they're really deep emotions, okay?
Yeah.
That, you know, dreams are becoming more vivid and maybe, you know, they're starting to reveal themselves to you. I feel that you're really intuitive, and I feel like, you know, if you trust your gut, you're really, you know, you can't be led in the wrong direction. Do you feel like, you know, that you are really, you know, intuitive and you follow your instincts?
Yeah, I do feel I'm intuitive.
And okay, well, just forgetting is what the angels are showing you. But they're saying, Jane, you know what, don't jump to any conclusions, okay?
Okay.
Because there's usually more to a situation that basically, like, meets the eye. It's like, watch the situation for a little bit, okay? Because
okay.
I feel like if you wait a little longer, Jane, there's going to be something that's revealed to you. So it's really going to be, like, advantageous if you just, like, wait a little while longer. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Is that good or bad?
I hear that buzz. It sounds like on my end, it sounds like a swarm of bees. I don't know what that is. It drives me crazy. Okay. And then the angels have one more little message. I'm trying to see what it is. Okay. Message that I have for you. I feel like you're a life, like, life wounds is what the angels are showing me. And the angels are saying, you know, Jane, kind of validate that the person or situation that you're thinking about is related to a past life. Okay?
Oh, interesting.
The reason it has come into your life now is to help you heal once and for all, is what I'm getting. So
okay.
You're currently healing past life. And the angels are saying, Jane, put yourself, this is really deeply emotional for you. And just whatever you're starting to feel, please acknowledge it, okay? And, you know, it's you're making up. You're really feeling it. And you do have a past connection, and the angels are saying, Jane, this is a really good thing. Anything that needs to be healed is now coming up to the surface around you. And just make sure that you're paying attention to your dreams as well as your feelings and your emotions. And call upon the angels and ask them to help you to clear any old wounds. And be willing to forgive, let go, and then move on. So when we have this happen, like a past life situation or person or whatever, you know, it comes like for many different reasons. But for you, whatever this is, move on, okay, to heal and move on. And
yeah.
What I'm getting is that this is exactly what you're doing is what they're showing me. Okay? So they're saying try to enjoy the experience because it's not going to be all bad, and you're going to learn a lot too. So I hope that made some sense to you because it's your message.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it does because I feel like there's some past life connection with me and someone. I kind of feel that. I don't know, like it's kind of like I wonder why this person, you know, is like why I am
Well, you know what? I think the other message that I gave to you, like, just, like, really, like, look at it for a while because everything's going to be revealed, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Can you turn you over to Eileen? Eileen, are you with us?
Oh, yeah. Yep, sure. Okay, what I have for you is that you need to get your priorities in order. Even, you know, somewhat this may mean, you know, getting to bed a little bit earlier so that you have more time to work on your projects. And if you do so, you're going to feel really elated with yourself. And you're going to manifest. You're going to get things done. So that's the first thing I have for you. Also, I have that you need to spend some time purifying yourself. You know, just whether it's cleansing your space, as you said before, cleaning out closets. You know, taking care of different things like that, you know, just cleaning things out and, you know, just making things more harmonious in your life and just, you know, key to happiness is simplify. So it's about really kind of simplifying your life. You do have the ability to really work magic, and I see that really in two places. And so one of those is really prioritizing. And that is, you know, really prioritizing and the purification of, you know, cleansing spaces and, you know, moving things out that aren't serving you.
whether it be actually physical things or emotional, is really going to open up space to work some magic, because you have a great connection with really the higher divine. You have divine knowledge, and you really are a spiritual teacher, and really, really you move forward in that if you take the time to develop through these other steps that I mentioned. There has been some romantic alluded to something, whether it be a past relationship that's just been, you know, feeling more vibrant, maybe the, you know, a little springtime glitter or glamour. Either that or a relationship is starting to spark. But I see really, you know, as you do all this cleansing work, after that, I see some really great new beginnings for you. So look forward to whatever it is that you'd like to give birth to. Be considerate about your choice, because you really can make that happen. And that's the message that your angels want you to have tonight.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, what you guys have told me. Yeah, well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in tonight. And I am going to put you back on. All right.
Okay. Okay. Take care.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. And my next caller is from the, I can find it, 239. Oops. I may have lost this. All right. Then we're going to go ahead and go to the 312. Are you there tonight?
Oh. Yes, my name's Karen, and I'm calling from Chicago.
It's Karen?
Yes. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you, Karen, for calling Angel Antics. And do you have a question for your angels tonight?
Yes. Yes. I recently, tomorrow's my birthday, and I got called. I went to an interview, and they called me to work on a three-month assignment. And I'm kind of wondering if it's going to go well.
Karen, this is DC, and I'm getting a thumbs up on that, hon.
Oh, okay.
So I am getting a thumbs up on that. Okay.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. And what I'm getting from the angels is, you know what, you're going to be able to prove how dependable you are, and this is really going to you know, cause like some stability for you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be fine, okay?
Okay.
Okay? And just be patient and trust. They're going to work out the way they should, is what the angels are saying, Karen.
Okay.
You're going to be appreciated, and I feel like you're going to find success really quickly, is what the angels are showing me.
Okay.
Okay? And just really be true to yourself, is what I'm getting. You know, this is crucial. You know, be who you are, be true to yourself. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and it's really important to be like a team player. That's one of the most important things, is what the angels are showing me.
Okay.
And, you know, at times we may feel like, you know, our work is being overlooked, but the angels are saying, Karen, just know that your work is, you know, going to be seen, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like you sort of, like the job that you had, I felt like you were like sort of underappreciated maybe.
Yes, very much.
Yeah.
Couple ones I've had, yeah.
Yeah. Well, just make sure, I'm getting from the angels, you really have to be specific, you know, on what you feel you need to make yourself happier, okay?
Okay.
So be clear to yourself on that, you know, and I feel like this new position is really going to help you.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm getting that you may feel like a little overwhelmed though, and you're really going to have to ask others for help. Okay.
Okay.
So just make sure so you don't get overburdened, like what a workload is, what they're showing me.
Okay.
But I'm getting, like I said, I'm getting a good feeling about this, you know?
Okay.
Beautiful new opportunities are coming your way.
Okay.
Okay, does that make sense, hon? And
yes.
What I'm getting is your passions as well are going to lead you to your divine life purpose. And the angels are saying, Karen, do what you love. Have confidence in your talent. Learn everything there is to know about your interest. You know, surround yourself sort of like with like-minded people. And just allow your creativity to soar, because I feel like that's really going to get you where you really want to be. Okay?
Okay,
and I just feel like there's going to be some really happy news coming your way as well, is what the angels are showing me. Okay, and I'm seeing this as sort of like a magical time of your life that's starting, Karen. And you're going to have a lot of financial security, so there's nothing to be, you know, worried about that. You're going to have the material comforts that you're looking for, okay?
Okay.
And everything is just going to feel right, you know, and you're going to be very proud of yourself.
Okay.
Okay, I'm getting success around. Yeah, but I'm getting success around you, okay?
Okay.
Sort of like you're going to be, like, seeing and feeling like the magic in life. It's going to be like a magical time for you.
Okay.
I'm getting the letter K, and of course this is Karen, but there may be another K that comes into your life that's going to be really significant, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and just, you know, when these times of, you know, like of magic come about and everything, make sure that you express gratitude to the universe and the angels for their assistance, okay?
Okay, yes.
But I feel you're right on track where you're supposed to be.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Karen, God bless, honey, and I'm going to turn you over to Eileen.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. What I have for you are both fire card signs, and they're both about career. And so the first thing I have, you've worked really hard, and that you really, you know, you really deserve the reward of being at peace and content in the position that you're in. And that, you know, this should really provide for a great feeling of satisfaction for you. Be proud of yourself. You know, just be glad that you've navigated this, you know, the obstacles that you've had to in your life to really get to this point. Because that's really deserved it. You've reached all the milestones in your career, and you've been very successful at, you know, many different types of projects. And so feel elated about, you know, what you've done in this situation or you know, really throughout your career, through your, you know, so far through your life. The next thing I have for you is that, you know, when it does come to your career, though, it's not as if it's done and over with, because you need to just really hold on tight, because things are going to change pace and they're going to move up quickly and fast. And so, you know, you're ready for it, but, you know, and all the delays are over as far as, you know, thinking that you were going to move forward or, you know, I don't know, maybe see the management position or something like that. But it's going to come to you. You're going to feel a little overwhelmed at first, but just know to keep yourself really, really grounded. And, you know, every day before you go into work, ground yourself. And I also, you know, I've started a new job recently too, and I put light and love over the building before I go in, because I just know that that's the, you know, the best prayer I could give, you know, is to just that everybody there does well every day. And, you know, if I do well and they do well, we all do well. And so it's just something I personally do. And so just sharing that with you is sometimes I just babble on because that's what they want me to tell you.
Okay.
Because that's how I work. And then the last thing I also goes along with that, and it's actually one of the more major arcana cards, and it's actually, you know, it really says that there is going to be some significant life-changing events
And there's going to be some powerful new changes that, you know, new information that's going to lead to a lot of change. And it really is time for you to spread your wings. And so
okay.
I would say you asked about career, that this really must have to do with your career because the other two cards did have to do with your career. And so what I have to share with you, and I hope that resonates with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, although I have this project, I'm waiting for I have an application that's being considered for a government job, so it's still being considered, so I may get news on that soon, too. I'm just waiting, so it could be.
Well, I hope these are your angels coming in and delivering that message to you to be prepared, and that it does move forward, and when it does, please give us a call and let us know. All right?
I will.
All right, Karen?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks
you very much.
Thanks for coming
in. God
bless,
Karen.
Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
All right. Our next caller is from the 67. Oops. Our next caller is now from the 504 area code.
Hi. It's Mary Lou, and I'm in New Orleans. And I was just hoping for any message from Spirit. Hi, DC.
Hi. I didn't get your name, hon.
It's Mary Lou in New Orleans.
Mary Lou, I'm sorry, honey. I couldn't hear your name. I heard New Orleans, and the only one that I could think of in New Orleans is you. So that's awesome. Well, you know what I'm getting, Mary Lou? This is a really good time for you. I see a lot of spiritual growth around you. Are you feeling that?
I hope so.
Yeah, that's what they're showing me, you know. There's a lot of spiritual growth. Okay, and for some reason, when you said hello, I smelled apple pie. So I don't know what that means, but I'm smelling apple pie.
I don't know what that means either, but cool.
Yeah. Okay, is your health okay? Because, okay, an apple a day sort of keeps the doctor away. Are you working on your health maybe?
I think so. I'm babysitting a friend's dog, and he's making me walk a lot. Well, he's not making me walk. He went out in my backyard and peed on my parsley, so I'm walking him.
Great. That's really awesome. Okay. Mary Lou, I'm feeling like this is going to be like a really rewarding time for you. I'm getting there's going to be business opportunities. It's going to be a time of reward. It's going to be a time of great happiness as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm getting you're going to be really content. There's going to be peace around you. There's going to be abundance. And I feel like a project that you've been working on is going to be successfully completing. And you're going to finally have that financial stability that you've been, you know, looking for.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's what I'm being shown. I mean, that's what they're showing me. Let me see. I'm getting the letter H around you. I don't know if that resonates with you, but just hold on to that letter. Most of the time it's a person. It could be a first or a last name, Mary Lou.
Okay.
Okay, so the letter H is really coming in prominently. So hold on to that. Okay, and what I'm getting is the angels are saying, Mary Lou, just trust that you have the resources to get through the challenges before you. Okay?
Yeah.
You have everything that you need, hon, okay? And the angels are saying just, you know, just go slowly and go steadily along, you know, and if you have any fears or doubts along the way, give them to the angels, okay? They're going to help to ease your mind and your heart, and they're going to help to reassure you that all is well, okay?
Awesome, thank you.
So they're saying, Mary Lou, you have what it takes, and you're going to get through this, hon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like this... a beautiful, beautiful time for you, hon. So you've worked hard, and, you know, you truly deserve all the good that's coming your way.
Thank
and I know
you.
This has been, like, a long time coming for you. So you really, like I said, you really deserve all the good that's coming your way, hon. Okay? But what I'm getting, I think, before this time does come is sort of, your soul is sort of like crying out. It needs a little alone time to rest and meditate.
Well, it gets a lot
and
of alone
I'm just
time,
saying,
but it doesn't get rest and meditation. So thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you really
that's
have to rest
idea.
And meditate. Even if you do you take maybe just like a nap or just like, you know, just veg out on the couch and watch a movie? Because
no.
I feel like, you know what, you're going to gain clarity and you're going to gain some direction that, you know, that's going to be useful. And really, you have
well,
to get to the point where you enjoy being by yourself, you know? Because sometimes we're alone, but we're always doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm go, go, go. I don't really slow down.
Right.
But I have
you
to walk
make...
the dog a couple times a day. So that,
okay,
that's
so you've got to make Mary Lou a priority now, okay? You've got to invest in you yourself and be comfortable, like, you know, with being with Mary Lou, okay? And when you do, you're going to have a new perspective. And that perspective is going to guide you, like, in this different direction, okay? So
okay.
Spirit is saying, Mary Lou, ask yourself what you need and then listen, okay? And rest and relaxation, they really help us to live a balanced life, Mary Lou, okay?
Okay, I'll try to slow down.
The angels are saying, Mary Lou, those that give to themselves, they have more to give to others. Make yourself a priority. It's time. So that's my messages
okay.
for you, and I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, Mary Lou. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, Mary Lou, what I have for you is Archangel Michael is telling me that it's time for you to make, you know, make time for those positive changes because there's a lot of situations that are going to be coming into your life that are going to be, they're going to be new opportunities and they're going to be very beneficial. So just be prepared to make the changes as they move forward to you. When the door opens, walk through it. It's really optimum
okay.
time for you. And this can be really, you know, it could be a really one big change or it could be many steps of small changes that's going to create a big change. So don't let anything block you. Just know that it could come in either form. So good luck and just keep yourself balanced because it's going to, you know, when all is said and done, it's going to feel like it was a miracle that you came through the other side and this was just everything you wanted or needed. I also have that you have a very pretty contented and rewarding family life and that it's everyone is really pretty emotionally stable and well-balanced as far as relying on each other and giving themselves to each other, that you guys have a pretty good and trustworthy balanced relationship within your family structure.
Thank you.
There's another major card that shows me that there really is going to be some major changes in your life. So wish upon a star, reach for it, you will actually achieve it. The angels are saying that there really is every reason for you to feel hope, for you to be happy, for all of your expectations to come true. So believe in your dreams. And really, really reach for them with optimism, excitement, and really looking for brighter times ahead. And that's what your angels want you to know tonight. I hope that resonates with you.
That's awesome. That's awesome, awesome reading. And and I'm seeing that a bit in life in the past week. So I'm quite appreciative and have a lot of gratitude.
Well, that'll help carry you forward to more goodness coming into you. You know, try to gift others. You know, I know a lot of people do that, pay it forward, pay for the person's coffee behind you or forward. But there's also small things like, you know, getting the door for someone. Expanding in life. J.C. Penney's. You allow someone to go in front of you in a hurry and they seem to be a little impatient. Say, well, you're welcome to go in front of me. It might make, you know, I hope it helps you out. And little things like that, really huge gifts that, you know, might cost us a little time, but in the long run,
time is a human thing, and it's not a divine thing. So just know, by giving someone a gift of time, you've given them the gift of the divine, which is not being worried about the time. And so I hope that makes sense, and I hope that resonates with you.
It does. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And thank you so much for calling in, Mary Lou. All right, DC. Well, that brings us to a close. Of course, Elijah never came back on, but we love Elijah. And we really look forward to him being on when he can. His reception either failed or he just had commitments that he had to go to. He said he wasn't sure he could make the entire show. So we were glad to have him for while he was here. And you can find me at Eileen Powers on Facebook. And DC, would you like to tell them where they can find you?
Sure. I could be found as well, Eileen, on Facebook. It's DC in caps, space, love, and the L is in caps. So I'm there, and also I have a website, www.therealdclove.com. And before we close, Eileen, the angel of acceptance is with us, and she's asking each of us to just accept ourselves the way we are. You know, we have to start with us and then go from there. And like you said before, just when you get up in the morning, say, I love you, and that's going to make the world a difference.
It does. And if you have the opportunity to say it to someone else, do that too. So I'd like to say good night for now. And I love you, everyone, for calling in. And DC, my co-host and my twisted sister in so many ways, we are... you, DC.
I love you too, Eileen. And I love all of our beautiful callers and everyone listening. Have a great night.
Good night. Thanks for coming tonight. Talk to you again next
week. Good night.
Bye-bye.